are meant to call from out of the past. Stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen, play, we urge you, calmly, seriously, to turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to The Horror, old-time radio horror stories brought to you twice a week by RelicRadio.com. We'll hear today from Lights Out, a series that took to the air in 1936. It was on and off radio and had various revivals. Last episode aired in 1947. One we'll hear today is titled The Archer. This one's from April 13, 1943. Here's Lights Out.
Ionized Yeast presents Lights Out. Everybody. It is later than you think. Lights Out brings you stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly, but sincerely, to turn off your radio now.
This is Arch Obler. I want to urge you particularly to stay with us after the play is over tonight for a reason you won't regret. Today we have a simple story. As simple as a bullet hole through a man's heart or a knife through his heart. But first, Frank Martin.
Why do we hear more and more about the importance of vitamin B1 and iron? Because by getting more of these two substances, thousands who needed them have gained glorious new pep and strength and pounds, new enjoyment of life. And remember, friends, ionized yeast tablets give you both these vital substances. So, if more vitamin B1 and iron is what you need, and if these deficiencies are making you thin and weak, jittery and tired out, get ionized yeast tablets right away. Start taking them tonight. See if you're not surprised at the wonderful difference in the way you look and feel and act. That's right. It's the one and only ionized yeast tablets you want. And now, lights out. Everybody.
You know, Al, I kind of wish I had a book.
Huh? What do you say?
I said I wish I had a book.
Yeah?
Well, I tell you, I do.
What do you want with a book?
What do you think? The thought of your fat head.
Don't get so funny. Sitting here in this lousy shack hour after hour, waiting.
I tell you, it's enough to drive a man crazy.
What's the matter, Professor? You begin to remember those three guys you'll knock off in prison?
Shut up.
A guy like you got too much reading in your head and not enough money inside where it counts. You'll never get no place in the rocket.
I'll get as far as you will, you cold-blooded...
Shut your mouth. What you need is a ball. You bet your life. Yes, sir, I tell you this...
Wait.
You know...
Huh? Listen.
What's the matter with you?
I thought I heard...
Heard what?
I thought I heard... Outside, maybe we'll get...
Oh, still you are, Argo. Here's something. Nobody there.
I thought I heard...
You hear nothing, see nothing.
I suppose not.
You got a jitter that you're trying to give him to me, huh?
I tell you, I thought I heard something.
Well, stop thinking. This place is perfect hideout. Nobody know about it but you and me and Duke.
Duke, when the devil's he?
Don't worry, Duke, you get here.
But will he?
What do you mean, will he?
That's a lot of dough, $50,000.
Oh, you think maybe Duke pull a double cross, huh?
I'm not saying he will, I'm just saying that 50,000's a lot of money.
Listen, 10 years in Alcatraz, I was in the same cell block as Duke. You know that?
Well?
Well, I get to know that guy inside and out. I know every idea he got in his head.
And I suppose double-crossing isn't among those ideas, eh?
Listen, Duke is the one strong guy, see? Lots of muscle, lots of nerve, one tough guy. He got so much nerve, so much muscle, there ain't no room for the double cross.
Yes, suppose you're right.
Well, sure I'm right. I'm always right. That's why you and me and Duke is in the big door now. I'm always right. And just because I'm right, in a little while, we three are going to have another 50 grand to split up, see? How do you like that, Professor?
Splitting up dough, I always like that.
Sure, I never seen nobody like the dough the way you do. But you still got the first dollar you ever make in the rocket, huh?
Wait.
What's the matter now? You got the jumps again?
No, no, no. Listen.
Oh, that's just the name.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
You got a lot of whips in there, Professor.
3 days.
Yeah. A lot of good is going to do as soon as the Duke gets here, eh, Professor? A lot of good is going to do it.
I gotta stop crying. I gotta. My eyes day after day. How many days has it been? It's so dark in here. If I could only have a little light, just a little. I gotta stop crying. I gotta think. What's the use of thinking? They'll kill me. They'll kill me. I know they will if they don't listen to me. I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
Crying. That thing's making me sick. Why don't you stop? I've been going on like that for days.
Don't worry, Professor. She stops crying pretty soon. You bet your life. You wait till Duke gets here with her 50 grand.
Yeah? Then maybe he won't.
Oh, what do you mean he won't? The boss said he pays 50 grand for knocking off this double-crossing dame. And 50 grand is what we're going to get.
50 grand?
Yeah, and a chief at the price. Now, if that dame blew off her mouth like she says she's going to do, the boss is going to have to Alcatraz for 20 years. 50 grand for saving 20 years out of a guy's life. Plenty cheap, I bet you lie.
But that dame, she's got a lot of friends.
What difference does that make to us? Nobody ever tied us up with the others. We knock off four boss before, did they?
No.
You leave it to the dude. He's one smart guy. When he finds the shack over the river, he finds a gold mine. You knock him on the head, you drop him in the river, under the ground they go. They never come up again, bet you lie.
That's true. They never do come up, do they?
No, not in 1,000 years. The river on this ground, you run deep and fast. Nobody we ever throw in ever come up again. Nobody.
When I press my ear against the wall, I can hear the water running like it was a river under the ground. There used to be a river near the house when I was a little girl. I used to play near the water. There was sun and light. I gotta see the light again. Gotta. How long have I been here? I never see anybody. I never hear of just the water running far below. No, I won't listen anymore. They'd only let me talk to them if they'd only let me make a deal. I wouldn't testify against them. I wouldn't. I want to live. I gotta live. Oh, I'm so scared. I can't be scared. If I start getting scared, I'll go on getting more and more scared. I'll begin to see things in the dark. The dark is full of awful things. No, I mustn't think of it. I'll go crazy thinking. I mustn't be scared. I mustn't be scared.
Okay, Professor. A 4 for you and 1 for me. Ring them and wave.
Superb. King's up, huh?
You bet, Jim.
Wait a minute. Hands off the cash, pal.
Huh?
Read these cards and wait.
Oh, my God. 3 queens.
Thank you.
You drop 4 cards, you get 3 queens.
Hey, you got a lot. Have I?
Sure. Meeting up with me and Duke.
Duke, we're in the devil, is he?
Oh, you start that again. I tell you, Duke, get here. 1 o'clock. That's 3 more hours.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't get here?
I told you before, the dame goes in the river, we scrum out of here.
But Duke said not to touch her until he got here.
Yeah, but me, I ain't taking no chance of waiting around there anymore. Only time dames they don't talk is when they're under the ground or under the river.
Yeah.
3 hours from now, if the Duke come back with the boss's door or not, in the river that dame goes, and that's that. And at the river, she cover up everything. Everything. Sure,
but I was smart. Smart getting into the racket. Easy money. Yeah. Smart. But now they're going to kill me. Oh, my... Yeah, it hurts so. I must be going crazy. No, not anything like that. It's so quiet in here. If I could only hear someone saying something, saying anything, I wouldn't feel as if I was going crazy. I wouldn't think that all the world is dead and I'm alone. I hear something. No, it can't be. I hear voices. People. people. They've come to help me. Listen, everybody. Listen, here I am. Here I am in here. Listen to me. Help me. Help. They're gone. There's nobody. In my head. It was all in my head. I'm going crazy. I am. Oh, help me, somebody, help me. I gotta get out of here where it's light, where the sun's shining. Listen to me, somebody, I'm going crazy here in the dark. Help me, help me, help me.
I will. I will.
Voice. I hear it again in my head.
I will help thee, my lady.
No. There's nobody here.
I tell thee I will help, my lady.
There's nobody here. I know there isn't. No door open, no light.
I come to thee from darkness.
There's nobody here. I know. No, this place is so small. You're not here. No one.
I tell thee, I will help thee.
But I hear that voice so clear.
Look before thee, my lady. The fear should not be thine.
I can't quite make out. Who are you?
My name. Perhaps thou hast heard the name before. It's Felice de Martival.
Felice de...
Her senses have left her. Let her so. There's bloody work to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think you and I and everyone else at this point would welcome the reality of an interruption about something that is real. The reality of taking a deep breath and listening to the problems of keeping healthy at wartime. Meantime, girls, are you short on vitamin B1 and iron? Are these deficiencies what's making you say...
I never have any fun anymore. I've lost weight and I'm so jittery and tired out all the time. I just never want to do anything these days. Honestly, I don't know what to do.
If more vitamin B1 and iron is all you need, do this. Try ironized yeast tablets. They give you both vital substances, and believe you me, they are vital. Because when you don't get enough vitamin B1 from the food you eat, you may lose your appetite, not eat all you need. Or what you do eat may not do you the good it should. And when you don't get enough iron from your food, you may be weak and pale. You may feel only half alive.
Sounds reasonable. And you say ironized yeast tablets supply both vitamin B1 and iron?
Right. It's ironized yeast and its wonderful two-way health that's been of such amazing benefit to so many, many men and women with these deficiencies. So try ironized yeast tablets if you need more vitamin B1 and iron. Then see if before long you aren't saying...
It's a thrill to look so good and feel so good. I've gained pounds. My jitters are gone. My friends say I'm like a new person. How glad I am I tried ironized yeast tablets.
And now back to Lights Out and our story of the girl and the gangster.
What's your matter, Professor? You think you're going to find nerve in the bottle?
And drink with her, please.
Okay.
They said he'd be here by 1 o'clock.
They were.
It's half an hour to one now.
So there's still a half hour.
Something went wrong.
I mean, it's something wrong in your head. Duke will be here. I bet you $10,000 on that.
But 1 o'clock?
It's 30 minutes from now, so shut up your face and quit squawking. You're making me sick.
Al, wait, where are you going?
Out to the road. Too much yelling here.
Al, wait, don't go. Crazy rat, you're running out on me. I haven't got nerve, huh? Good nerve for anything as long as there's money in it. Said I could never make money, huh? I'll show him half a million. Why, half a million by the time I quit this lousy racket. Half a million, I'll be able to buy anything from... Blasted clock.
What time?
Quarter to. 15 more minutes. He's got to get here. He's got to if he doesn't. Now he'll want me to help him kill her.
men of me. Duke will get here. He always gets here, sure. He'll do the job. Duke likes killing. Cold. The door must be... No, the door's closed. Al must come in. Al, is that you?
DeMarteval.
Huh? Huh?
DeMarteval.
Who said that?
I.
I see no one.
I am here.
You? You're where?
The coldness at thy side.
Oh, that bottle, I've had too much. That's too much.
Weak. I worm-like thing.
What is that you here? Blasted bottle! What voice is in my head, will you? Not mine, not mine, not mine.
Pray to thy God.
Huh?
I did hear it first.
Pray to thy God. There is someone here. I can't see you, but you are here, aren't you?
I came back in her agony.
I hear you, and yet you aren't here. Oh, what's wrong with me? Things are what they are. There's no one who can talk without being.
Use your eyes to see.
Yes, I see you. You've been hiding my eyes there. Yes, I see you. Tell me, what do you want? Who are you? How did you get in here?
Out of the darkness. Through her agony.
Darkness? Agony? What are you talking about? Oh, my eyes. I can hardly see you. Blurred.
I weary of you.
Weary of me? What's that? Something in your hand? Yes, I see it. It's getting clearer and clearer. Oh. What can that be? A bow. A bow? What are you guys do with it?
I hit the...
No, don't drop that. Stop pointing that thing at me. The arrow, it might... Oh!
Done. The worm no longer squirms.
I think Duke can call me. I'll begin to see the headlights on a car down the road about a mile away.
Hey, Professor, what's the matter? You don't...
Well, he ain't here, eh, Professor? In the other room, I bet, hiding under the bed, eh? Well, I think I go in and... Man, I see what's the deal.
What? Wind? The door, she's shut.
What's the matter with me? Me, I don't get a jump. I'm afraid of nothing.
Hey, Professor, come on out of that room there. Wake up, I want to talk to you.
There is little time for talk.
Who said that? Professor, that you? Oh, yeah, I see you. You put your hand on the floor. Come on, you get up. Get up or I kick your face in. Come on, get up. Professor, who do that to you?
To Martaval.
Stand where you are.
Yes.
I got a gun on you. Stand still, I kill you.
Yes.
Well, I'm a wise guy. I gotta find out what you look like. Come on in closer to the light.
No.
Listen, smart guy. I don't know how you get in here. I don't know what your racket is. You listen to me. My name is Alcilotti. Maybe you hear that name before, eh?
No.
No, yes, no, yes. Talk a word. Who are you? What are you doing here? Come on across to the light.
I grow weary.
You grow what? What are you talking about? Come on close to the light, I tell you. And I'll keep your hands up. Up, I tell you. What do you think you're doing? Keep them up. I tell you, crazy. I'm gonna die. I'll blow you full of holes. What's the deal?
Your hand.
Drop it, I tell you. Drop it. Okay.
You feel you're standing there. Meet thy God.
Meet my... What's the matter with you? What are you set up for? Why?
Hi, Dad, you got a bulletproof vest on, eh? Okay, wise guy, you ain't got no vest on your head. I'm gonna blow...
No, wait. What you doing? Wait a minute. Put down that...
So... The worm, the rat, one more.
Professor, open up in there. Duke, open up. It's about time you guys woke up. Well, what's the matter with you guys? Why don't you put on some light?
Put on some light?
Yeah, that's what I said, lights. How are you?
Me, I'm here.
What's the matter with you guys? Saving dough and kerosene or something? Come on, light the lamps.
We can see.
Oh, yeah? That's one of you guys all. Now quit the gagging and put on some lights. We gotta work fast.
It is time.
Oh, yeah, that's what you think. We gotta knock off the dame and get out of here quick.
There is time.
What are you guys doing? Putting on a brother act? I say we gotta get out of here quick. And I mean quick. Maybe you guys want to fry in the chair, but I don't.
There is a time.
Stop saying that. What's the matter with you guys?
There is time.
Oh, I get it. You've been pouring the stuff down here, the both of you. Why, you're so stiff, you don't know whether you're coming or going.
Coming or going?
You lousy rats. I ought to blow the both of you apart. Me, I'm doing all the work. And what are you guys doing? Filling your insides full of cheap liquor like a couple of bindle stiffs. Now, come on. Get out your rod and let's get this over with.
Get this over with.
The dame. We gotta get rid of her quick.
Rid of her quick.
Stop jabbering every word I say back at me. You hopheads. The boss gave me the dough, $50,000. And we gotta get that dame into the river and quick.
Dame?
Yeah, dame. That squealing dough-crossing dame. Well, maybe you guys don't remember why we came out here. Maybe you think you came out here for a gin party, huh? Now, come on. Get out your gat and let's get going and get rid of that twist.
No.
What do you mean, no? Hey, wait a minute. You guys can't be that drunk. You're up to something. All right. Let's have it. Well, let's have it. What are you up to? What are you trying to pull? Come on, let's have a light in here. I can see what you mugs are looking like. Well, are you deep? Light a candle.
Light?
Okay, I'll light one myself. But I'm warning you, mugs, don't start nothing. My rod works in the dark just as well as yours. Where's that candle? Well, answer me, where's the candle? Okay. Just wait till I get a light. I'll make you guys talk. Yeah. Here it is. It's a match. Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm gonna see what's eating you guys. Okay, now Al, I want you. Al. How will I? Oh, there. There you are. What are you doing standing there against the wall? Yeah, you, Professor. What's the matter with you guys? Why don't you say something? Well, quit staring at me without saying nothing. Okay, I'll come over there, and I'll show you. Professor. Throats. Who did it to you? Who did it? What?
The martyr ball.
Who said that? Answer me, who said that?
I
see you standing there. I see you. You did this to Allen, the professor. You did it. Why? Why did you do it? No, stand where you are. I got a gat on you. Now talk fast or I'll blow your pot. Come on, tell me why you did it.
I came through her agony out of the doctor.
What? What'd you say?
When you die, I return.
I die? You expect to knock me off too, huh? Stay where you are! That'll stop you. You're gonna kill me too, huh? Well, why don't you do it now? I shot you.
You're dead. Like they're dead. But they talked to me when I came in before. And they must have been dead then. How could they have...
No, stay back. You're dead. And they're dead. And dead. Don't talk. Don't move. Why are you pointing at me? What are you going to do with that thing? Don't point it at me. I ain't done nothing. I ain't...
The worm, the rat, the snake. Finished.
Fortunate the police got there when they did.
Another few hours in the horror of that darkness in her mind, well, I repeat, it was most fortunate.
But I heard through the door.
You're referring to her cries. Let me assure you that it's nothing. It was nothing but hysteria, a reaction to her horrible experience, that's all. She'll be all right, you can believe me.
My poor little Ruthie. I haven't seen her for years. To find her again this way.
Oh, Mr. Marters, there's something I would like to ask you, if you don't mind.
Well, so, what is it, Doctor?
In her hysteria, your daughter kept repeating a name. I've been wondering whether you can think of any reason for her saying it.
Name? Name? What name?
She kept saying it over and over again. I'm not quite sure, but I think it was... Yes, it was... Philippe de Marteval. Yes. Would he have had anything to do with what took place?
Well, no, no, of course not. Philippe de Marteval was an ancestor of mine, lived back in the days of the Norman Conquest, over 850 years ago. Oh, no, he had nothing to do with all this.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Claudette Colbert. If some of you are surprised at this sudden interruption of mine, please bear in mind that your neighbor's life or the life of that boy down the street has been far more drastically interrupted by this war. This interruption is not to ask you businessmen to close up your offices and tie hand grenades on your belt, take a bayonet in your hand and climb on an invasion barge. This interruption is not to ask you housewives to close up your homes or you mothers send your children away to a safe place in the country while you and I shoulder a gun and go to join our husbands on some bloody battlefield of this world war. No. Others are doing the fighting and the dying for us. All you are being asked to do for a period of 3 weeks is to divert every cent which you don't absolutely need for food, shelter, and other necessities of life into the purchase of extra war bonds. Your government needs $13 billion at once. Each bond that you will buy during these 3 weeks will be not only an investment, but an insurance policy that our fathers and brothers and sons in the service will have every bullet and bomb and ship and tank and plane they will need in the coming invasion to win the fight for the sort of world you want to live in.
Thank you, Claudette Colbert. Now, Mr. Obler, getting back to tonight's play, wouldn't it be nice if our ancestors could avenge us? I haven't met any ancient ghosts ready to do battle for me.
On the contrary, Frank, your ancestors battle for you every waking moment. I mean that literally. The freedoms you and all the rest of us enjoy right now, they came about not because we fought for them, but because somewhere in the past, some of our ancestors in this human family had the courage to fight for a better future. If we have to fight anew for that now, well, it doesn't take away the glory of the past battle. And since some of us still have some measure of freedom now, in spirit at least, those ancestors are fighting with us and for us.
And next week?
Well, a man is on trial for his life accused of murder. As he waits for the jury to come in, he tries to reason out the events which led him into the predicament. The play propounds the interesting question as to whether the evil, such as Hitlerian, that is loose in the world today is a living thing. In other words, whether there is such a thing as evil which makes men evil, or whether evil comes from within men. But that's next week.
Yes. Tune in next Tuesday again for Arch Obler's Kill. And if you need more vitamin B1 and iron, be sure to try ironized yeast. The one and only ironized yeast. With the big letters IY on the package and on each tablet.
That's the horror for today. I'll be back Wednesday with more. Between now and then, there's more old-time radio at relicradio.com. All the other podcasts are listed there. Best episodes from this show, links to our forum, Facebook page, Shoutcast stream, everything Relic Radio is right on the front page. There's also a donation information button if you'd like to help support this and all the shows. Thank you very much to those who have. It's how we keep going. Thank you very much for joining me today. I'll talk to you again Wednesday with another episode of The Horror. The Horror is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.